fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 6th day of July, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to get your safe haven now. If you don't have one, get one. You may be buying a piece of property, maybe forming a partnership with somebody who's already got a safe haven. Whatever it takes, remember the following. Hobby farms always need 2 things, money and labor. If you can offer one or both, you might be able to become part of a hobby farm already owned by a relative, a friend, somebody you went to school with, and so forth. All right. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating Ready Pure water filters into your life can give you some peace of mind. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. All great. Right. We got a number of great specials. We'll talk about it when we get a chance.
All right. Tell me, Kirk, do you know offhand how far from the Blue Ridge Parkway you are?
When I'm riding my bike, it takes me probably an hour and 20 minutes to get to the Roanoke, you know, access, which is what I prefer.
So, in miles, that would be about 100 miles or so. Maybe not quite.
It's probably a little bit less, but, you know, it's kind of curvy on the way, so it takes a while.
Yeah, probably about 75 miles, so you're pretty close. That's not too far. It's a beautiful place for touring, the Blue Ridge Parkway, especially in the fall when the leaves are turning colors, and people are making their plans now for those fall tours, don't you think?
Yeah, they are, and I'm definitely going to hit it this year. There's a number of shops and places in Roanoke that we really love going to. One of them is the Mast General Store, which has 5 or 6 locations. They've got great sporting goods and, you know, knives and all kinds of cool stuff.
All right. right. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, Kirk, this, I don't know why it's such big news, but about a half a teaspoon or a quarter teaspoon of cocaine was found in a area of the White House where apparently there was a lot of little cubicles where people drop off cell phones and such when they're visiting the White House. It's been made into a pretty major thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it quite compares to the loads that were brought in and out of Mena, Arkansas, though, when Clintons were in power. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. My personal, you know, it's a distraction. I mean, I'd rather see the criminal organization, you know, brought down for the actual crimes that they're committing, you know, rather than a dime-sized bag of coke. I mean, that's just my personal opinion, but, you know, that varies, I guess.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see. I'm not going to pay much attention to it myself. It's simply, you know, it's simply not on my radar.
My response is it's not enough. So, you know,
yeah, I mean,
a variety of reasons.
Moving over to the Middle East, we've had American drones flying over Syrian airspace, which I don't believe they have authority to do so. It would be a violation of international law to fly drones without authority over somebody else's airspace. And Russian aircraft have been harassing them. I'm not sure why they're not just shooting them down, but apparently they're dropping flares and things like that to cause issues with the Reaper drones. Of course, Reaper drones can do more than take pictures. They can shoot missiles, can't they?
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I don't know much about the latest drone technology. That all came after I was in the service, obviously. But I know it's just incredible. I mean, I've seen, at least in the movies, you know, what these things can do. And the bottom line is nobody's really safe. I mean, they got the thermo imaging and, you know, the tracking and, you know, the mapping features. I mean, it's just, I mean, they can get you wherever you are, you know, if they want to. And it's powerful stuff, no question.
Absolutely. Well, the drone technology is pretty phenomenal, to say the least. And the generals, moving, another segue here, going over to France. We have high-ranking retired and active-duty officers in the French military basically giving President Macron an ultimatum. You either shut down these riots or we're going to do it for you. And I don't think they're riots. I think it's warfare myself. I believe the Muslims have what we're supposed to believe. It's Muslims who are spontaneously upset and acting out their being upset with burning cars and buildings.
Right.
As if they're just individuals who are upset and acting in that way. I believe it's far from that. I believe that these are groups of Muslims who have been trained, have a chain of command, have communications, and have specific strategic goals and tactical goals that they want to achieve. I don't believe there's anything spontaneous about this at all. And I believe the French military and the French intelligence services understand this and know this. It's really a critical point in history for France, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, just in general, I mean, you know, you wind up as time goes by, you know, paying a lot more and getting a lot less, which to me is tantamount to criminal behavior. I mean, if these governments are going to charge the exorbitant kinds of taxes and, you know, the hidden tax of inflation like they do, they ought to at least provide reasonable services. And one of those services, if not the most important service, is being able to feel safe, you know, when you're out and about and you travel and you want to run a store or a business, you can't do it. I mean, I saw an interview this morning on the internet, a restaurateur in San Francisco, evidently a well-established area with a lot of young families. He's very successful for years and years out there. He's going to have to shutter his store because he can't control the criminal activity that's happening outside. And it's getting worse and worse every year. And that's just a kind of a bellwether indication of what we're going to see everywhere, you know, as municipalities start to accept the fact that they're not allowed to stop criminal behavior. And we see this rampant everywhere. And, you know,
well, it's just not everywhere. It's mostly in democratic run cities is where it is. But moving back to France, there's been more, I believe, I don't have the numbers in front of me, more than 2,000 homes and buildings, not homes, but buildings, which include homes, burned up. several thousand automobiles. I don't know what the fatalities are. And I don't know if anybody knows what goes on with French insurance policies. Maybe they can call and let us know. But in the United States, if you lose your home or your car or any property due to civil disorder, the insurance does not pay you anything.
Right.
You're just on your own.
An act of God. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, it's not an act of...
well, it's what they call it. It's under that clause, right?
Is civil disobedience. Act of God would be lightning or floods or tornadoes. But these French businesses and French individuals, they're losing everything when these cars and homes build burn down and buildings and their businesses burn down. It's a mess. And I understand there's been something like 13 million Muslims have immigrated to France. Do you know what the number is?
No, not to the level that you do, I'm sure. You're much more up on the statistics like that.
Well,
it's a lot. it's an uncomfortable level.
Well, there's many of these Muslims can't read or write their own language, let alone French. Many have a very low IQ due to marrying their first cousins for 900 years. And they don't have any marketable skills that can be used in an industrialized country above minimal tasks such as maybe packing things to be shipped or maybe stocking shelves or sweeping the floor, things that they can do, simplistic things that can be done under supervision, which means many of these young Muslim men have no hope of ever being successful in France because they simply can't. They don't have the ability to do so, leaving them with no hope that they can be successful in the new country that they've immigrated to, making them wards of the state for the rest of their lives. If you're 20, 25 years old, is that a life to look forward to?
Do you think that people can change, based on the structure, and the behavior of those around them? Do you think that people can evolve, in their behavior if there was better guidelines and more oversight and people were attuned to it? Do you think they could? I mean, do you think because they come from a specific country?
Whatever IQ you're born with, it basically never changes. You can look up the IQs of and men and women who come from Muslim countries, and it's pretty dismal, the average IQ. The average Caucasian American IQ is 100. The average Asian American is 110, 115, and so forth. Once you get down to about 70 or 75, you're borderline retarded, and there's no behavioral changes that can change that, Kirk. It simply can't be done.
So you think it's genetic?
It is genetic. It's absolutely genetic. In general, smart people have smart children. There's always exceptions. I've seen them personally. But and of course, there's Muslims with very high IQs that become doctors and scientists and engineers and so forth. Of course there are. But we're talking about averages here. And the average Muslim IQ is dismal. And, there's another way you can look at this. Look at the number of patents being issued to various countries around the world. And that's certainly, it's a hard number. It's a hard statistic, the patents being issued. So, anyway, these young Muslim men, they have no hope of the majority of them have no hope of a successful future where they can be independent financially. And they're easily manipulated also because of that by the imams, whoever's behind organizing these riots or this civil war in France. Germany's had some of this themselves. They thought that they would import cheap Turkish labor to operate very expensive, very complex equipment in manufacturing, only to find out that these low IQ Turks could not do that. They simply didn't have the ability to do so. But the Turks are still there in Germany drawing welfare. So it's a mess. It's a mess, and they've done it to themselves. This is no secret. Most countries have standards that even for Americans immigrating, you have to be have skills that the country needs or being wealthy enough that you won't be a war to the state, one or the other. Most countries don't allow a third choice to allow people to immigrate who don't have skills or money or both. They simply don't do that, Kirk.
How many people have been let into the U.S. in the last 10 years that you know wouldn't fit that benchmark? I mean, I think it's quite a few, probably, huh?
They came in illegally. They're called illegal aliens for a reason. They're violating U.S. law, and it's estimated to be in the millions, more than 10 million, have crossed the border illegally. Those numbers increased dramatically after President Biden took over. Within a few days of Biden becoming president, he shut down some of the things that President Trump had in place to secure our borders. So it's all part of a plan. And we hear a lot that all these illegal aliens are going to vote for Democrats. Well, they won't even know they're voting. Democrats will vote on their behalf. That's what will happen, Kirk.
Well, I mean, the manipulated elections that we've seen, you know, over the last two cycles, you know, certainly show that they can control the outcome, you know, regardless of the facts. But I agree. I mean, the influx of these folks that are not, you know, held to the same standard that we hold ourselves to, are creating an environment that is going to. I think what we're seeing in Europe is an indication of what we're going to see here over time and distance. I mean, yes, I know it's going to start in some of the cities, but I think that overall, I think that the emotions are high, and the thinking, you know, and the intelligence level is low, and I think it's moving in that direction, even amongst, you know, the general crowd, you know, in the U.S. I mean, outside of the particular groups that come in, I think that many of the children today that we see graduating don't have the same feeling and the same pride, you know, in America and in the freedoms and all the things that we had growing up. And I think it's affecting, you know, and the turning away from the church and you know, other strict behavior, you know, the taboos that we're beginning to accept that used to be unthinkable. I mean, we just see it over and over again in every aspect of society. And it's terrible, you know, and it's something that we have to turn it around somehow. And my fear is that it's going to get so bad that most people will give up and you know, tell the government, look, you guys have got to do something. And then they'll slap on even more controls and more restrictions, and we'll lose every bit of freedom, you know, that we still have left. I think if we don't take action, I think that's where we're
at. No, this is spontaneous. It's all part of a grand plan put together by the Communist Politburo in Russia and China both to destroy our country. This is we're supposed to believe that all these dramatic, harmful societal changes are just spontaneous, that people are just deciding to do this on their own. No, that's far from the case. Very far from the case. Kirk, second hour, when I've got Dr. Horowitz on, we'll be playing a clip from May 7th, 2020, where myself and Dr. Horowitz talk about two things, the vaccines already being in the refrigerators, waiting to be distributed, and the fact that you can't develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less, both of which we talked about May 7th, 2020, right here on this show, Kirk.
Well, both of you were absolutely right.
We were. So I was looking for this clip since January. If you can imagine trying to find something like that, I do 15 hours of radio a week, plus guest appearances with Dr. Deagle and others. And it was a challenge. But over the weekend, I found it, and we'll be playing that the second hour. Kirk, we got our first break coming up. When we get back from the break, give us updates on what's going on with Water Revolution, if you would.
I sure will.
Okay, we'll be right back.
hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilaji by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a couple of announcements. First of all, the John Moore meetup is moved tonight. The restaurant's closed for a week. We're moving the meetup tonight to Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri. Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri. It's on Highway 68. That's also called North Jefferson, 1202 North Jefferson in St. James, Missouri. Country Bob's Restaurant. We get together at 4:30. Second announcement, we're meeting at the Sullivan 6 Cinema at 12:30 tomorrow to watch the film Sound of Freedom. The film starts at 1 o'clock, so let's meet in the lobby at 12:30 tomorrow to watch the excellent movie Sound of Freedom. Last but not least, the Energy Clean Air 4th of July sale is on sale until midnight tomorrow night, the 7th, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. We're visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. Kirk, what's the latest and greatest with the Water Revolution, sir?
Well, we've got an extra special going on for about the next 3 or 4 days on the Ready Pure device, which is our gravity-fed solid stainless steel unit that uses a solid billet stainless steel spout. And those units, you can buy two of them for the next few days with the purchase code SMARTPREP for $497. That's two units. That's another $100 discount. So it's a great value.
It is. It is. And I encourage everybody to get one for every two adults, one for every three children, and keep one more unopened in the box as a very high value barter item. And in certain situations, such as after a flood, something like that, it would be a very high value barter item, wouldn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. And again, that's code SMARTPREP. Two units, two complete units, $497.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're dealing with flood water or open source water, get yourself a couple of thousand paper coffee filters that cost maybe $10 for several thousand to pre-filter the water first before you put it into your very nice Water Revolution Ready Pure. Right, Kirk?
Well, that way you can get out some of the heavy sediment, and obviously it'll add to the filter life.
Right, right. And you want to keep that filter nice and clean, and that will do that to get all that gunk out of there, the big gunk first. Kirk, the year's half over, isn't it, sir?
I can't believe it. This last month has just gone by like it didn't even exist. I can't believe it. I'm excited about this new movie, Sound of Freedom. I want to go see it here at the local theater in the next few days, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, I was hoping it would screen in Rolla, but it's screening in Sullivan. Actually, both theaters are about the same driving distance for me, about 45 minutes. But it's a very important film that I encourage everybody to view. And hopefully, if enough people go watch it, it will screen longer in more theaters, don't you think?
I believe so. It's playing here at the local theater and also at the big one that we like to go to at the shopping center in Durham, which is about an hour away. But the local movie theater is only 12 or 13 miles from us, and it's playing there. So I'm excited to see it.
Very nice. Well, these modern new cinemas have become quite luxurious with chairs very similar to what you'd have on a first class airplane. Seating, leather reclining chairs that operate electrically. You can order food and beverages right there from your seat and have it delivered to your seat in the cinema. You can pick out the seat you want before the show starts. They're doing everything they can to make it agreeable for people to get out of their recliner at home and go watch a movie at a cinema, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. But, you know, home is where the hearth is. And it's a lot nicer watching it at home. So I think that a lot of these, you know, like you say, high-end theaters, they're just not doing as well, you know, as they did 5-10 years ago because, you know, people have got surround sound and they've got the big TV. And, you know, so I think that industry is in trouble, you know, over time and distance for sure.
Well, they do offer some great amenities. Anyway, moving on from there, Kirk, we've got a 5-hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by Ed Griffin. That will be the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. Details and tickets available to go to this Des Moines, Iowa event at my website at thelibertyman.com. The energy cleaner is on sale right now until midnight the 7th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually, so you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You send me a check. My address is right there. Make sure it's the right dollar amount. Or you can call my toll-free order line. The order takers won't have a clue what you're don't you know, if you ask about the sale. They won't know what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. I'll take care of it manually. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Once again, the John Moore meetup tonight has been moved. It is now going to be at the Country Bob Restaurant, Country Bob's Restaurant in St. James, Missouri, on Highway 68. That's 1202 North Jefferson, which is also Highway 68 in St. James, Missouri. We get together at 4:30. And one last thing, And we're meeting at the Sullivan Six Cinema tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 to watch The Sound of Freedom, the 1 p.m. showing at the Sullivan Six Cinema in Sullivan, Missouri. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. Kirk, I read where the governor of Ohio is now requesting that Palestine, Ohio, be declared a federal disaster area. Have you read that?
No, but I know they've got great troubles there with the with the waste, you know, that came down from that explosion, that leaking that happened there, and it's a concern, well, you know, for a lot of people in that area.
The explosion slash fire was intentionally set off. They didn't need to do that. It made a bad situation far worse. They should have evacuated the area, cooled it down with water, try to capture as much of the water as possible, and begin a cleanup. But when they intentionally blew that train up, that made everything far worse, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like they were trying to hide something. I mean, by doing that, I mean that's the only reason why, you know, you would want to do, you know, an explosion like that or fire, you know, unless. I just can't think of any other reason. I mean, it's never been done before, right? Didn't the article initially say that they've never handled any
have no recollection of a toxic waste incident like this intentionally being blown up. If that's ever happened before, I'm not aware of it.
I mean, just atomizes all the toxins, you know, when they do that.
Right.
You know, obviously.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, they may have been trying to conceal or cover up something. It might have just been plain stupidity. Well, I don't know which. But it's that the consequences of that are widespread because of the toxic materials getting into rivers and going down the river. Dioxin is one of the most toxic substances known to mankind, isn't it?
Well, sure. And then you've got all the chemicals, you know, that are in use today, many in farming and in production, manufacturing, all of which finds its way, eventually into the water supply, which is why, you know, taking responsibility for the quality of the own water in your home is so vitally important.
That's right. So you provide countertop water filters, you provide whole house water filters. People can get what they need at Water Revolution, can't they?
Well, they can. And you know what, John? We have a technology, an energizing technology that we invented basically back in 2010, which is non-electric. And what it does is it creates a micro-clustered energized water that's a lot more bioavailable in the body than tap water or common well water. And we came up with our new water structuring component, which uses a frequency charged media as well, about 2 years ago, and it's been available now in Water Revolution for about the last 6 months. So check that out online. That's the Helix Energizer, and you can access that either at water-revolution.com or directly through John's website at thelibertyman.com.
Well said. Well said. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting people know that, Kirk. Well, Kirk, we're in the middle of a presidential election here, aren't we, sir?
It's coming up. The way the clock is moving these days, it's getting faster and faster, much closer.
There's a lot of speculation about whether the Democrats will allow Joe Biden to be the candidate or not. His deterioration seems to be accelerating, if anything, his mental ability.
It's pretty scary because we all know what happens if he passes on. Prior to Kamala Harris's removal, will be
just as scary.
It's almost unthinkable.
I keep wondering when somebody like Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or somebody of equal stature, Mark Levin, is going to discuss the fact that there's two Joe Bidens. It's easy to, I mean, how can they? Of course, they know this. If I know it, I'm out here in the middle of the Ozark wilderness, you know, knowing that there's two Joe Bidens. The fake one gave the State of the Union address, by the way. Robert Kennedy. That'd be a great guy. He's a declared candidate to be president. He's revealing as much as he can about his uncle, John Kennedy, being assassinated. It'd be a good time to reveal there's two Joe Bidens, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever happen, you know, in terms, because it'll be looked upon, you know, as a crazy conspiracy theory and just provide a lot of fuel.
Oh, the photograph. Oh, it's
well, you got Photoshop and all the other things that they can do. Yeah, you know, they'll come up with excuse. I agree with you. I mean, there could be four Joe Bidens for all we know. Hillary Clintons.
You have evidence, it's no longer a theory. And the evidence is clear and convincing that there's two Joe Bidens, the photographic evidence that one Joe Biden, the real one, has a detached dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. And that's irrefutable, clear and convincing evidence, photographic evidence, that's displayed basically 7 days a week because this man is photographed. Every time he sets foot outside, he's being photographed, isn't he?
It's crazy, you know, what's going on. The level of deception is incredible, and obviously it permeates many areas, not just this, but, you know, science as well. I mean, a lot of what we're taught is complete bullwinkle. You know, it's not true. And a lot of the premises, you know, are not true. And but, you know, people are gullible, and they would rather remain, you know, thinking that something that they've always thought is true, even though it really isn't, than admit that they've been deceived. And I think that's the problem. You know, that's a big we see this not only in politics, but in many other areas. I mean, you know, a lot of what's going on, even with taxation, is basic extortion. I mean, you know, they don't have any right, you know, to charge taxes on your own personal labor, or for that matter, your own personal property. They do it. They get away with it. It's accepted by most people. The lawyers back it because they're taught it, you know, in school. And, you know, here we are, you know, and the problem is it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And they're taking more and more power, and we're losing more and more freedoms, you know, as time goes on. I mean, this thing that happened with Dr. Horowitz's property, you know, in Hawaii is a great example. I mean, you know, they just don't care because they have the power and the average person doesn't. And, you know, the only way to get it back is with force at this point. And it's a scary situation.
It is scary. It is scary. I would love to have a private meeting with Dr. Horowitz and discuss what happened in Hawaii, because I've been involved in very complex legal matters for decades. And it has to be a very convoluted thing that took place there with.
Yeah, the insider. Yeah, the right. Insider guy stole it, basically. And because the government there is so corrupt, you know, and the judiciary is so corrupt, they backed it. And it's just that simple. I mean, they stole his property. And it's happened not just to him, but many of other people. And I'm sure he could, you know, lend more light to that than I can. But you see examples of this in small and big ways everywhere around us. And it's the same thing, you know, with what's going on in these cities. I mean, these people that are acting out, no matter where they're from or what they believe, that violent, destructive behavior is simply not acceptable. And that's the reason why we have a police force, you know, is to address this kind of thing. And they need to step up and do their job. And if the politicians won't back them, we need to get rid of those politicians and put the people in control that will. I mean, it's just that simple. There's no excuse to allow one person to damage and hurt another person, or another person's business for that matter, or steal their property, or whatever the argument is. I mean, that's what these courts are for. They're not there to decide these stupid social issues that come on. They're there to decide the law based on preserving the rights of the people. And they're not doing it. I mean, this is just across the board. And it's a situation. It's terrible.
Well, it depends on the jurisdiction. Here in Missouri, for the most part, the people's rights and property are protected. There is egregious examples of it, of that not happening, and I've witnessed a couple of those personally. But for the most part, the courts are doing the right thing for the right reasons here in Missouri. The judges are all elected officials, and if they're not doing the right thing for the right reasons, they will become unelected pretty quick. So that's the system we have here in Missouri, which has been working pretty well for a couple of hundred years.
God bless Missouri. It's not the case in most areas, especially the populated ones. You know, it's very concerning.
It is concerning. But do we have a lot of freedom in Missouri? As I like to say, I talk to people on the East Coast and West Coast, and they can't set up a 10-by-10-foot storage building in their backyard to put their lawnmower in without permits and inspections. Where here, where I live, you could build a 100-home subdivision with 100 quarter-million-dollar homes with no inspections or permits. You know, they don't know that kind of freedom even exists anymore.
It doesn't exist in most areas, I can tell you that. I mean, I have a big construction and you know, home building background. And, you know, even here, I mean, in our sparsely populated county, you know, I've seen the building department grow, you know, five times, you know, from what it was when I moved here 23 years ago.
Well, there is no building department in my county. It doesn't exist. How about that?
It's good. I mean, it's a mixed bag. I mean, I think that you certainly want people to follow certain safe practices, especially if they're going to, you know, turn around and sell their home to somebody else. But, you know, it is, I mean, people accept it, you know, and it happens and it grows and grows. And
right.
We've got these crazy regulations that are designed to spend your money in many times for things that you don't need.
And well, the only regulation we have is to make sure that the wastewater is properly dealt with. Other than that, you're pretty much on your own.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's kind of important, sure.
It's very important. But other than that, in Missouri, you can, in addition to what I just said, you can own all the machine guns you want. I know machine gun collectors who own as many as 200 machine guns. You can own a fully operational tank. You can own aircraft that are equipped with machine guns if you choose to, and I know men who are doing that as well. So we have, freedom rings strong and true here in Missouri, Kirk.
Yeah, I got to look into buying a piece of property in Missouri. I've had enough after all these sessions. After 2 years, I'm convinced I'm ready to go.
Well,
I'm entrenched here. You know, the problem is the business is here, the factory's here, the shipping center's here. You know, I mean, just it's just incredible. I mean, it would take a year, you know, to move everything. But I definitely wouldn't mind investing in a piece of property, you know, as a dream, if nothing else.
Well, at my website, we got several beautiful properties, including the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, a beautiful property where with four bedrooms, four bathrooms, several families could live there and not feel like they're too jammed up, Kirk.
What does the base property go for? You know, that say if you wanted 5 acres, you know, in an area.
Right now, it's typically about $2,000 an acre right now.
Really? So you can get a building plot still for $2,000 an acre, huh?
Right. And if you want to have your own septic system, you'd have to have at least 3 acres. That's the state minimum. Unless it's something that's been grandfathered in with a smaller lot.
Right. Well, I wouldn't buy less than that anyway. But yeah, that would be great. Wow.
Yep.
I have to look into that more heavily.
Yep. We've had a lot of my listeners move here from Texas, from the East Coast, from the West Coast. In fact, Ed Griffin's son bought a place in Missouri because of this radio show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, Jill has talked to me 5 or 6 times about Viburnum and what a great area that is. And I guess that's fairly close to you.
It's the closest incorporated community to me. It's the highest elevation incorporated community in the state of Missouri. And a retired submarine officer bought one of the nicest homes in Viburnum just for that reason. His wife grew up on Long Island and was used to going to Macy's and tea shops and things like that.
Yes.
Texas
Avenue.
Yep. And, you know, it was certainly a dramatic change in lifestyle for this young woman.
I bet. Boy, Long Island has turned to crap. You know, it started 30 years ago and it's just gone downhill since then, and that's where I'm from too. My father was a dentist in the North Coast, and it was a great area. You know, when I was growing up, it's not so great anymore.
I don't know about that, but I'll take your word for it. Well, Kirk, having clean water is not optional. A lot of things preppers do is optional, but having clean water is literally a matter of life and death, isn't it?
It's so important, and you know, people can go. I'm sure I could probably go 5-6 weeks without food, but you can't go more than 3 or 4 days without water. It's very, very important. And I think it's such an easy way for an enemy, you know, to hurt the people in an area without hurting the infrastructure. And that's why I think that, you know, having the ability to ensure that you have clean drinking water with and without electricity is so crucial. You know, we've got a rural property. It's about 50 acres now. And, you know, we've got three different wells on the property, and each one is worse than the last in terms of water quality. And so obviously we've got treatment, you know, on all of those. But, you know, being able to draw water up out of the ground, even from a big depth, is so crucial. And most people can't do it without electricity because all the submersible pumps work on electricity. And so, you know, we offer the simple pump, which is a stainless steel, beautifully crafted unit that will allow you to pump water into pressure from as deep as 350 feet. And these units are phenomenal. So
that's
think
right.
about that. Simple pump.
And I got one myself.
Discount to all the John Moore listeners.
I'll tell you, when UPS delivered that large, long package, that was great. Here's our break.
Couple of boxes.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. Typically, it does on Thursday mornings with you and I. And you got a big weekend planned, sir?
I do. My grandson is visiting from out of town.
All right.
And I'm going to coerce him to go see Sound of Freedom at the theater. I'm sure he'd rather pick another choice, but too bad. I'm paying, so he's going there.
And how old is this young man?
He's 13.
13. Oh, that's just the right age. Any age, a good age to see this film. I hope that you and your wife and your grandson have a great time watching that movie. Kirk, the proper tip of the day is to find a safe haven now. You have your safe haven. I have mine. Many of our listeners do, but some don't. And having a safe haven is certainly peace of mind, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. It is. And, I've got to follow up on that property in central Missouri because God has been telling me it's something I need to do.
Well, the U.S. Navy scientists say that the North Carolina will be flooded up to the Blue Ridge Parkway. That's what the Navy's been telling their own people since 1979. So, yeah, quick heads up, that's what the Navy says in classified briefings to their own people.
Well, I mean, the good news is I have a small boat, and I won't be able to fit much on there except for Kathy and I and some provisions. So maybe that'll take care of my excess baggage problem.
Well, there would be very little excess baggage on a small boat.
Yes, there would be. it's a 19-footer. So it's not too bad.
So you got your heads up. You know what's coming. And the only thing they were told as far as the time frame was during their lifetime. So I can't give you more details than that. But word to the wise, the time to be prepared is ahead of time.
That's right. Yeah. Well, God bless, John. I hope you all have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you, Kirk, and we'll look forward to having you next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. And I've been talking to Dr. Horowitz off and on about locating this audio clip, and we'll be playing that less than 8-minute audio clip from May 7th, 2020, where he and I discussed two things. My belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. I had no evidence at the time. I have the evidence now from private sources, and our statement that a safe and effective vaccine cannot possibly be brought to market in 9 months or less. It simply can't. Even if you believe in vaccines, which I don't, but even if you do, you should know that vaccines can't be brought to market in 9 months or less. Simply can't be done, which is what they claim was happened with Operation Warp Speed. So, we'll have our top of the hour break here in a couple of minutes, and we'll have Dr. Horowitz. And I always look forward to Dr. Horowitz. He is one of our more popular segments that we do here at Republic Broadcasting. We're not quite self-sustaining at Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a regular monthly contribution to RBN. We'll be right back.
Beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.